Rabbi, where are you staying? He said to them, come and you will see.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It is really a great blessing to have this feast of Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, particularly this day after we had such a wonderful encounter with these young people who have such goodness in them, and to see their own lives. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, as you know, is one of the great saints of the American Church, who is non-Catholic. And her path to conversion was one that was led not by investigating the truths of the faith or reading through sacred scripture or anything that was out of the ordinary in that sense. It was through a very simple way that she came to found Christ in his one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Because her husband contracted an illness and eventually died, she moved in with a Catholic family in Italy, and by their own lives of love and of devotion to Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament, found something that she was lacking. So that's the way of conversion, and that's the way that we're hoping that these young men and women who we encountered yesterday find a true relationship with Jesus Christ, is hopefully by the example that we led, to see the joy that we had. In the gospel, Jesus speaks of the same thing. These disciples come and ask him, are you the Christ? Are you the one? And he says, well, come and see. And to come, Jesus invites them to come and live with him, to come and spend time with him. And so we hope that it is through our own lives that those who we encounter, yes, these men and women, which we will continue to pray for on our trip, but also through whoever else, that they're able, by spending time with us, that is a come and see with Christ. And that the way in which we're living our lives has that same effect. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton was converted by the Eucharist and by a recognition of Christ truly present there. In that same way, may we ask in these sacred mysteries which we celebrate as priests to again see the presence of Christ here in the Eucharist. And just as when she participated in her first Eucharistic procession, though not believing in Christ's presence there fully, fell to her knees in recognition of the Eucharist, our Eucharistic Lord being present, so too in this Mass, let us fall to our knees, recognize Christ's true presence here in the Eucharist, and be again reconverted to his loving presence. May it always be within us and in those whom we encounter. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.